The extension of the Roman city towards the river, taking place in the Augustan period, led to the construction of new sections of wall and new access gates to allow communication with the outside world and connection with the main roads leading from the city to other urban centres. However, not all the historical points of access were of great monumentality or importance, and the gates were more modest in character. This is the case for what is known as the Arco del Portillo, which, according to the Arabist Manuel Othaña, was one of the gates opened during the Muslim period after the walled enclosure of the Acerquia was articulated. This small entrance is located right in front of the old convent of San Pedro el Real, now the Church of San Francisco, which is closely linked to the villages of Santa Maria and San Nicolas de la Acerquia. During the Christian era, the Arco del Portillo began to be known under different names, such as Portillo de Corbache, possibly linked to the surname of one of the owners of the nearest houses, Portillo de San Francisco, due to the proximity of the monastery, or Portillo de los Mercaderes, a name coined during the 18th century. Finally, in the Plano de los Franceses, it appears as Arco del Portillo, a name that has survived to the present day. Following along the wall, but further north, we find the Hermitage of La Aurora attached to its outer face. After several years of collecting funds for the construction of this hermitage, it finally opened its doors in 1725 as the headquarters of the Brotherhood of Nuestra Señora de la Aurora. After more than 3 centuries of activity, the Ermita de la Aurora fell into disrepair, and despite the efforts of the Church of San Francisco's parish priest in recovering the old hermitage, it was finally declared in a state of ruin during the second half of the 20th century. At the end of the 20th century, its recovery began, which has allowed the original facade to be preserved, and from then on it has been used for cultural activities.